That's Angela Moss Poole, along with Micah Stampley. It's called My Help. You're listening to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show here on KAYTKQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long, and we're going around the globe at www.kaytfm.com. Today's the 11th of November, and it's Singles Day. Hey, singles, you can practice self-love today. Some self-appreciation, too. Maybe treat yourself to a shopping spree or a vacation. Or you might even consider going on a date with another single friend. You can do it. Today is yours on Singles Day. Hey, coming up here on the program, we've got the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. Much more music is just ahead. We've got birthdays and anniversaries for today. And we'll give you another crack at Bible Jeopardy. All of that and so much more coming at you right here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
You ain't been broke.
Yeah.
Maybe you ain't had no family problems.
Yeah. That's up.
Maybe you ain't had no problems inside with the nieces and the nephews.
Yeah.
Maybe you ain't never had no Hatfield and McCoy problems.
Yeah.
But I want to thank God.
Yes, sir.
For delivering all of us.
Yes.
Amen.
Through our worst.
Amen.
Day.
Yes.
And you look back in your mind.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You can see some of your worst day.
Yes, sir.
But then you can also see how God has kept you.
Yes.
Through your worst day. And just when you thought you couldn't make it, just when you thought you were going to just give up, just when you thought you couldn't make another step, just when you thought you wasn't going to eat at the table no more, God comes back and strengthens you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
David says, one thing I have desired the Lord.
Amen.
I will seek after that I may dwell in the house
of the Lord
all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord.
Yes.
And to inquire in his. He says, I'm not talking about my house. I'm not talking about the house that my son Solomon is to build in the Lord's name. He says, I'm looking beyond this earthly house. He says, I'm looking beyond these little stony houses that we live in on this side.
Yeah.
One thing I have desired, you've got to understand, in order to serve the Lord, you must have a desire for the Lord.
Right.
Yeah. Do I have some in the house? You must have an appetite for the Lord.
Yeah.
You must have a desire.
Amen.
Have you ever loved somebody?
Yeah.
Don't play with me in here.
Yeah.
You ever fell in love?
Yeah.
Don't play with me in here. You ever fell in love? And you were so in love, you just couldn't eat sometimes?
Yeah.
Don't play with me up in here. You had a desire. The one thing you had was a desire to see your lover. Well, God, Jesus has taken place of that love. So one thing I have a desire is to see the man who has brought me this far. The man who has taken care of me. The man who has brought me out of dangerous situations. One thing I have a desire is to inquire and be with the Lord.
Don't
fool me now.
Talk to me.
You fell in love.
I did.
Phone didn't ring, you got mad.
I need it. Go ahead,
all that.
Watch it now.
And then you show up, you got in your hoop and you ain't looking. And you may say you ain't done it, even a little something like that. You don't want to act like you ain't get in your car and go search just a little bit. But if you didn't get in the car, your mind would search it. I wonder where my good things are. Y'all know I'm right about it. Most men would be in the house.
Yeah.
You know the Lord know.
Yeah.
You had your desire. So that same great desire that we have for one another, our desire ought to be greater for the Lord. This is why you show up at church, because you have a desire. You want to be closer to him. And I understand you can be closer to him at your house, but you want to be with other baptized believers, Sister Deanna. And you want to be with those who God has brought from a mighty long way. And all of us in here have some kind of testimony about how good God has been. So when the house fill up with testimony, in other words, the house fill up with praise. Because all of us have been blessed in some shape and form. So we show up at the house because our testimony says we want to give him praise. Reverend, why you want to give him praise because he think he had me drunk on the highway? Reverend, why you want to give him praise? Well, he brought me out the hospital. Reverend, why you want to give him praise? Well, I'm about to do something really crazy. But the Lord had his hand on me. So the one thing you want to have a desire of when you pull up at your garage or your driveway, I have a desire to get to church because God has been so good. Part of that song, he would always talk about my life, my salvation. He was talking about him.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's right.
So we move him and we put up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
One thing I have a desire. From the time of trouble.
Yes, sir.
He shall hide me in his pavilion.
Yes, sir.
David understood this because God had to hide him a number of times.
That's right.
Although he was a king and although he was a warrior, although he was a man after God's own heart, although he was a believer, although he knew who the Lord was, he still had to do some hide. I don't think y'all hit me. Because you believe in, just because you know the Lord. Sometimes God got to hide you from somebody. Can you look back over your life and see where God has hid you from
somebody?
The situation wouldn't have turned out the way it did, but God had to hide you. You may well have lost your life in the gambling shack, but God just hid you. God had to
hide. I knew about the table.
In the wrong motel room, God had to hide. In the wrong place, God had to. Even in the right place, God had to.
Hallelujah. You had to hide, you know.
For a time of trouble. Trouble, you don't have to go and look for trouble. Trouble will come and find Pleasant Green. Pleasant Green hadn't done a thing.
But here comes trouble. Poor preacher man all messed up. Church looking at him, what's wrong with him? All he can do is shake his head. Because he has to deal with the trouble. Same with you. Trouble comes and finds you at your home. Don't even ring the doorbell. It just walks in the house. And then you find yourself saying, now where did this come from? Anybody in the house can identify what I'm just saying. I wasn't looking for this, but it came to the house unexpected. Drove up on the carport, and it didn't bring an overnight case. It brought, didn't even bring a suitcase. It brought one of them old-time trunks, which means trouble gonna stay here for a little while. Yeah, you got the whole U-Haul truck on my driveway. Trouble gonna be here for a minute. Y'all ain't never had that, huh? Trouble brought a U-Haul truck to your house. And every day you had a different trouble in the house. And you got to talk to God about getting trouble out. Packing up the U-Haul and go somewhere else. Because one more day of this trouble, I'm about to burn the house. Damn. Come go with me. But thank God trouble don't last. David says he shall hide me in his pavilion. David says that God has a secret in his tabernacle, shall he hide me. Come here, Elijah. Would God hide you?
Yes, sir.
Ahab and Jezebel wanted him, and,
yes, sir.
And God hid him by the brook Cherith,
yes, sir.
Where twigs and thickets were, and
yes,
the
sir.
Brook would flow through the twigs and the thickets, and God hid him from the snares of a wicked king and a wicked queen. Anybody in the house had to be hid? Oh, don't fool me now. Anybody here had to be in here from some trouble in your life? David had to be here. Runs in the cave. God talk wild, kingdom talk, and insects web up the cave.
Make a dough out of
it. Had to hide him. Sometimes he has to hide us. But he said, he set me upon a rock, y'all. Why he does that, Reverend? Because, you know, all of us have enemies. All of us have enemies. And God just set him on a rock above his enemies. Now, upon the rock wasn't another rock, but the rock was him. When you put your hand into God's hand, you're sitting upon a rock. You do know he's the rock of ages, don't you? You do know he's a rock in the weary land. You do know he's the rock of all rocks, don't you? I understand diamond is probably the expensive rock, but there's another rock more expensive than a diamond, and his name is Jesus. And he is my rock. Therefore, y'all, therefore, he says, and now shall my head be lifted up above my knees. They're round about me, but therefore I will offer in his tabernacle.